White, Oakland, California, February 27, 1878. Dear son Willie, the rain continues to fall. 2 months now we have had rain almost constantly. We would have perhaps one fair day in the week and rain at night. We are all doing quite well in point of health. Father sleeps well, and he is doing much writing now. He wrote that address in a very short time without any help or reference to any papers. We feel grateful to God for these favorable signs of improvement in dear Father. He continues cheerful and happy. He is coming in that state of repose that he should have had years ago. I want him to have retirement and rest. We will return to Healdsburg as soon as the rainy weather is over, and Mary Clough will go with us, or come to us in a few weeks. We shall begin to put Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4, through the signs. We want the manuscript sent back at once, which we sent to Battle Creek. We need it. We have decided not to cross the plains this season without special light. Father is doing his writing quite readily and easily. Today I talked with Brother Glenn. Our conversation was upon the help in the office. Our conversation was very pleasant. I think Brother Glenn is a man of opportunity, one who has been raised up by God for his position. We all have confidence in him and respect him. We have never doubted but he must stand at the head of the office. He is calm and generally quick to discern matters and things. We think Edson should remain here and get out the hymn book for Sabbath school. Everything is moving along very well, except that class of workers who are reckless and who have not the fear of God before them. We wish William Gage could stand at the head of the job office. Oh, if he only would cease to be a boy. If he would only see his defects and remedy them. We feel deeply every day in regard to Europe. I have written to McPherson, to Brother Buck of Wright, and Brother Whittem of Illinois. I have written 3 long letters urging them to give of their means for the advancement of the cause of God, especially for the European mission. What these men of property will do, we cannot say, but they shall have my mind in the matter. Edson has reformed, but I fear it would not be the very best thing for him to go east at the present. There is but little means anyway for him to use to get there, none of his own, unless he sells out or hires. We have no means to use. Men are calling for money on lumber we use to build our barn. We cannot raise it. They will probably throw the bill into the bank. Charlie Chittenden's drawing out so much money at once, $2,000, Brother Church, $1,500, has stripped the treasury. Tell Brother Harvey he must not draw his money at present, for it cannot possibly be raised. We received your letter last night, wherein you speak of type being sent with other things in a box. We feel to the very depths in reference to the wants of the cause. We are doing all we can in writing and in speaking, but that is not half what we would be glad to do. These times demand work, earnest work. Where are the men who have the truth in their hearts, sanctifying their lives, willing to do anything and everything in the Master's cause? Missionaries are needed in foreign countries to give the word of warning to those who sit in darkness. Where are our self-denying young men who would imitate the life of their pattern Christ Jesus? Are there now none who will devote their talents, their influence, their lives, if need be, for him who gave his life for them? I have dreaded the thought of giving you up, Willie and Mary, to go to Europe. But I do so no longer. Follow the leadings of God's Spirit. Be servants of Christ for the opportunity to work at the right time. Whenever God shall call and say, Go, do not hesitate. We have a claim upon you, but God has the first claim. Obey His voice. Go where He says, Go. Do not hesitate. Oh, that there were young men of ability who could go to England. Why are there so many who shun responsibilities in lifting the burdens when they should be lifted? So many have studied their ease all their lives. So many have followed inclination. They are not now found men of principle, men of deep piety and devotion, men for the times that God can use them. There are hundreds who should now be well versed in the Scriptures, well experienced in burden bearing and solemn responsibility. What will God say of them when the rewards are given to the faithful servants and the curse to the slothful ones? It is the duty of every member of the church, in the place of studying how little they can do for the Master, to be earnestly inquiring how much they can do for Him who has done everything for them, not withholding Himself. Oh, that those whom God has blessed with light and knowledge would respond to the talents entrusted them. Willie and Mary, trust in God continually. Be earnest workers, but prudent of your health and God-given strength. Work in God. Make Him your trust. Work in faith. Cling to the Mighty One with all your powers. Hide self in Jesus. Exercise faith and trust, and God will be with you and make your labors successful. God will accept young men if they will only give themselves to Him and daily connect with heaven. We have no time to study our ease or to serve ourselves. God requires our whole heart, our entire service. He searches the tree for fruit. Shall His search be in vain? Will He find nothing but leaves? A profession of the faith is not enough. We must have corresponding works. If God has entrusted to us great truths, He expects returns proportionate to the light given. Ye are the light of the world. That light and truth which are of importance to us are of importance to others and must shine forth from us to them. God requires this of us. There are scores in Battle Creek who do not even know their neighbors. They feel no burden for their fellow men. Souls are perishing everywhere around them, and they as indifferent, as though God had nothing for them to do but release them from all interest or care for their fellow men. And these men and women are going down to death unwarned, without labor and uncared for. Somebody is responsible for their souls. In the day of God, they will turn to their nearest neighbors and say, You never warned me. You saw me transgressing the law of God, but you never tried to lead me to see my sin. You never prayed with me. You never lifted your hand or voice to save me. Oh, that every professed Christian would feel that God will require the souls of their fellow men at their hands. He has given them light to diffuse to others, and they do nothing. Fruitless cumberers of the ground. What will arouse this class but the judgments of God? The Sun of Righteousness is shedding His beams of light upon us for us to let shine upon others. We are responsible for the souls of those around us. We should be earnest, energetic, persevering in winning them away from transgression and sin to the truth and to righteousness. There is no such thing as men and women who are truly converted being irresponsible for the salvation of the souls of men. Upon the Christian tree, there always is growing fruit. But I must cease here. Go forward, my children, in faith, in hope, in courage. God will lead you. He will guide you. He will go before you. He will give you all the light and power you will improve. We are drawn out in prayer for you, and we have some very precious assurance of the love of God and His willingness to answer our prayers. Will you please reserve all the clothing the children do not wear for Addie Wick's children? We expect Addie is coming to Oakland to work in the office. Mother.